Good morning, everybody. Today is the 12th of July. It's about 5:50 in the morning, and we are continuing in our covering the lies of free will, exposing the lies of free will in the book that I'm writing. And I have covered this subject over the years, over the last 10, 11 years on Sermon Audio. And so many of you have already heard much of the material that is being presented in this book. But I felt like it needed to be put in a small, readable book that someone can pick up and in one or two settings can have a good working knowledge of the doctrines of free will and the lies contained therein. The last time we were discussing George Whitefield and Top Lady, as well as John Wesley, and the contrast in their doctrines. And it is quite a contrast. On one side, you have Wesley promoting deceptions and lies, and you have Whitefield and Top Lady both taking him to task over his lies. And and it's continued today down through the years, the lies that are perpetrated by the people in the free will camp. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. Now, chapter 9, we are going to be exposing the lies of C.I. Schofield. C.I. Schofield married Leontine Carey. They lived in Atchison, Kansas. By the way, Atchison, Kansas is not too far from Northwest Missouri, where we live. Rosette, Mark, and I lived for 15 years. In fact, I actually, even when I was doing business brokerage, I sold a radio station in Atchison, Kansas. But anyway, C.I. Schofield married Leontine Carey, and they lived in Atchison, Kansas. He deserted Leontine Carey and his two daughters, leaving them virtually no support for his mistress, whom he also abandoned, and then eventually married another woman, Helen Van Ward. Schofield was constantly involved in underhanded, fraudulent activities, which eventually led him being charged with criminal forgery and sent to prison. Schofield was involved with the Zionist, Samuel Untermeyer. Untermeyer introduced Schofield to a number of other Zionists who ended up financing Schofield and his activities, including trips to Oxford and paying for the publication and distribution of his Schofield Reference Bible. Schofield's Reference Bible was promoted to reinforce the rebuilding of the Jewish temple and to renew animal sacrifices. Schofield also lied about having a doctor's of divinity degree and called himself Dr. Schofield. And I just want to interject. I remember, for a long time how many of the churches were really promoting this Schofield Reference Bible and how they, they will just, C.I. Schofield has all the answers, All you have to do is look in his footnotes to see what the real truth is. Well, since Schofield's death, this Schofield Reference Bible has gone through several changes. It's become more Zionist controlled, and the pro-Zionist notes were added to generate support by the churches for the state of Israel. And for a long time I've been coming against the state of Israel because they are They absolutely hate Christians. They hate Christianity, even though they say they are Judeo-Christian, and their Judaism is nothing more than embracing false doctrine is what it is. It's evil. It's an evil system. So for more information on this, visit sermonaudio.com/housechurch and listen to the message. If you're supporting the state of Israel, you're supporting Luciferian doctrine. I've been exposing this for years, and it's so prevalent today in our society. Now, all the Jews are not God's chosen people. You know, if that were the case, they would all be embracing and trusting Jesus as their Messiah. Most Jews hate Christ and embrace the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah, which is satanic. And I'm not overstating that either, by the way. I'm not even going to get into all the aspects of that. But when Scofield's reference Bible came on the scene, it was immediately welcomed and promoted by the free will churches. It has become a mainstay in many of the so-called fundamentalist churches and is accepted as truth when it is full of lies perpetrated by Scofield and his Zionist friends. The movement, and that is what it was and is, merely uses deception to promote its causes, which is the further propagation of Zionism. We find in Romans 2:28-29, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So now we find the government of the United States and most of her political leaders have bought into the Zionist movement, resulting in billions of dollars going into the coffers of the state of Israel. Well, that's a quick summation of C.I. Scofield and his Zionist buddies and what their motivation was, and that was money, behind the development and distribution of the Scofield Reference Bible. Well, that pretty well brings us up to date as to where we're at with the book. Tomorrow we're going to be discussing we're going to be going into the Chapter 10, which is exposing the lies of the Holiness Movement, Charles Finney and Dwight Moody. And I was directly involved in that, not by choice. That's the movement that I was raised in. Okay. So anyway, well, listen, you all have a nice day, a beautiful day. May God be with you, is my prayer.